good to be here and good to have another one going.
We've got the biscuits and gravy across the way that's just probably getting ready to wrap up. We'll get to the other food parts of this in a little bit. But for those that may not be aware, Joe, the overall mission, the purpose of this event every year, verbalize that for our listeners, would you?
Primarily, we want to try to educate the community about what farmers do. This year, we happen to highlight fruits and vegetables. And so we try to get a highlight each year of something different. But it's to, just to educate the community, the school groups that come in, daycares, so forth, that do come in and tour the facilities, what we have. We do have two different buildings that we have booths in, and it's just to let them be aware, and we try to give them some educational facts.
Everybody's welcome, the entire community, but as you said, the school groups are a huge component of this. I see some of the earlier arrivers. Looks like maybe the buses haven't arrived yet, but maybe some of the mommies and daddies that are bringing their kids directly or whatever. How many schools? Is there any way to know how many schools, how many kids, or is it impossible to count all that? And you love it, don't you?
Yes. We encourage as many as we can get. I know in years past we've had up to 4,000 school children come in. Now I know we had over 50 groups that scheduled to come in, but a lot come in without scheduling. They just come in.
That's okay. Well, it's better if you schedule it, if you're coming in a group, but just rather have you come than not. WMUN is live at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. I'm Steve Lindell. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. First day of the two-day run here at Farm Fest. Today we go until when, and then what are the hours tomorrow, Joe?
We start at 8:30 each morning, and today we go till 8 o'clock. Tomorrow we shut it off at 7 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to get to the food in a second, because I know you always look forward to a whole bunch of people coming in. Maybe business people could take their lunch break or maybe plan for a dinner over here. We'll get to that in just a second. Back to the kids and the learning part of this. Yeah, I know there's some animals around somewhere, and there's other learning opportunities. Kind of explain to our listeners what the kids are going to be able to see firsthand with some of that kind of stuff. This is fun.
Yeah, we have in the community building, which is the northern building, we have some animals there. They will be able to milk a cow if they want to. Go right up, and there are people there to assist them, so they're not going to get hurt. But they can actually milk a cow. We do have sheep shearing, where they actually shear the wool off of the sheep. And, students can go up and feel the wool and even take a little sample of it if they want to. So that's there. I know they're supposed to have chickens, rabbits. There's some, of course, the dairy cows there, plus some dairy calves. We've got donkeys, horses, and ponies. So we've got a variety of animals that they can see, and many of them they can touch.
And a lot of these kids are city folk, and they probably, this might be their first interaction with a farm animal ever in their lives. I imagine their faces are pretty darn excited and cool to see for you and for all the other organizers and volunteers.
Yes, it is. They can, some of them may have seen them as they drive down the road, but they've never actually seen them up close or been able to actually touch them. So
Joe Scott doing a lot of work here, and I know you've got a lot of people. You can't possibly thank them all, the volunteers, the organizers, the people that help get everything put together. We'll give you that chance in a second if you want a name drop, but I know you probably don't want to miss anybody. You were talking about one of the things the kids get to do is milk a cow. I told you my mom is listening in Minnesota.
Right.
Back in the day, my first radio job was at Q92 in Little Falls, Minnesota. And I eventually did the mornings on that station when my mom probably will remember when I milked a cow live on the radio. I'm going to tell you, I was utterly terrified.
Okay. I can imagine.
Thank you very much. I think I drove a tractor for a second, too. I nearly took out a building, so that didn't go very well. There's tractors here, too, isn't there?
Yeah, we have the White River Antique Tractor Club. Has their tractors, and I didn't count, but I'll bet there's 20 plus antique tractors up there. And then we have some new farm equipment, Reynolds Equipment has brought in a big combine with a head on it, a corn head, and they do have then a large tractor with some tillage equipment behind it. So just to see the size of that, and then we have a crop sprayer. Oh. It's actually inside the building, and it spans out, I think it's over 40 feet, you know, span. So
big stuff, big stuff. Public safety personnel here too. That's always great for the kids to get up close and personal. I see some looks like Eaton over there, and there's a
fire department. Eaton Fire Department, the EMS is here to they have a small ambulance set up there. The Delaware County police are sheriff and police are here. In fact, I talked to the sheriff just a little while ago, and they're here to share what their purpose is.
Yeah.
So
and interact with the kids and right. Make sure that the kids know these are the good guys and these are the ones that are helping you. I want to jump to the lunches and the dinners now, because again, our listeners that might not have school-aged kiddos or whatever need to know they are welcome to come here. Go through all the booths. Thank everybody for being here, by the way, because it's time out of their schedule and their business life and their public service life too. But maybe somebody can only break away from their lunch break, or maybe after work they can come for dinner. You got some good meals set up. Tell everybody how and when those are going to work out.
Okay. Well, today the Delaware County Extension Homemakers do the noon meals. Today it's baked steak, then with mashed potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, and you know the drink and a dessert tonight, and that's from 11 to 2. 5 to 7 tonight is our pork chop dinner. That's sponsored by Scheidler Grain and cooked by Delaware County pork farmers.
Okay.
And then that's 5 to 7, but then starting at 6 o'clock then we have our annual auction, which is our main fundraiser for the event. The proceeds from that goes to fund it for future years. So we have that. Of course, again, the breakfast will be again tomorrow. It starts at 7 and goes till 8:30, 9, whenever they run out, or you know, people stop coming in.
Okay.
11 to 2 tomorrow is a chicken noodle dinner, again by the Extension Homemakers, and with all the sides and so forth. Then tomorrow night, we have 5 to 7, we have a barbecue dinner. What we have is three different businesses will cook their pulled pork.
Oh, right.
And it's a contest.
Woo!
So then the winner of that gets a trophy. But what we do is we put them on slider buns, so you get all three. And then there's a toothpick in each of them of different colors. And whichever you think is the best, you deposit that toothpick in a container, and that then they count up who has the most, and that is then the winner of the cook-off.
Contest. Yeah, that's great. That sounds fantastic. I think I heard that the breakfast again tomorrow is a free will offering.
Yeah.
How much for the lunches and the dinners, just so people bring some money with, because they got to make sure we get that taken care of.
I don't have them on here, but I know we try to keep the prices down. We do have sponsors for the different meals and things, so we try to keep the prices low enough that a family can come in reasonably and not break the bank by.
I got you. This is all about fun and all about being together and stuff. I got to tell you something funny about your brochure. Funny, ha-ha. I can't tell you how many people, Joe Scott, have said to me, Steve Lindell, your caricature, Steve, is on the radio section. Can you confirm or deny that caricature has anything to do with me specifically?
I don't know where that came from, but maybe that was your picture.
I didn't make it up. People tell me that all the time, and I think it's just a hoot. I don't have yellow or blonde hair, clearly. I've got the gray rocking here, don't I?
Yeah, but maybe that was close.
Maybe so. Last thing I want you to be able to do is, in your words, thank everybody, sponsors, vendors, volunteers, the fairgrounds, I mean, whoever you want to thank to make sure that you have a chance to do that too, Joe.
Well, I do want to emphasize, too, it is free admission. There's no charge. Anybody can come in at any time, come in and out. If you want to come multiple times, So there is no charge. We want to emphasize that. There's so many vendors. We've got, I'm wearing the Memorial Building right now, and it is basically full from side to side all the way around. This is the way it used to be that I remember when I was younger coming to it. It was packed full, and it's that way again. But we have countless people. You know, there's probably 20 people on our committee that all have to come together to make this happen. And then contacting vendors, which they come and set up and are here 2 days, so they have to take from their work. We do have then people that bring in the animals, and you know, have to take care for them here while they're here, it just takes the whole everybody coming together to make it happen.
See the joy on your face. Every time that I get to talk to you or see you, you've got a happy face. There's a lot of stress on you as the coordinator, as pulling this stuff together, but I know, I can see it, you love it.
Yeah, I do. And we looked back and researched, this actually started in 1980. So this is the 44th year that would have had a continuous. We did lose 2 years during COVID. It actually happened on Friday. They said, you cannot have this Tuesday. So we had everything set up, ready, planned. We had to just shut it down. And then the net following year, we couldn't have it again. Then we came back, and they're starting to build it back up. And it's getting there where we want it to be again. We want to continue it as long as we can.
On behalf of the radio stations, we would think there's no better place to be today and tomorrow than right here in the middle of all the farm festival fun and everything else we've mentioned. Joe, thank you very much for your dedication to this event, and we appreciate you. You're a good dude, and we're glad to work with you and work for you.
Well, I appreciate you being here and helping and helping publicize this.
Absolutely. All right, we have more to come. Delaware County Today in just a moment. Stand by. This is WMUN.